You're listening to the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, produced by The Banyan Collective. Find more mind-blowing podcasts at thebanyancollective.com and on iTunes. The Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, adventure for your ears.
You haven't lived until you've heard the show Americans are talking about. The show that launches its listeners to the height of humanity. The audio hour that travels the landscape of adventure. The sound that comforts more than the clip of your first bolt. It's the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show!
We're Outdoor Adventure Summits the Airwaves. It is the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. I am your host, R. Brandon Long. I'm belay with you for the next maybe 40 minutes or so. Across the seat from me here in Tan Van is the best co-host in all the land, Todd to the Top. This week's show is powered by Goal Zero, the Yeti 400 specifically. So thank you to Goal Zero as we are podcasting live from the Wheeler Creek Trailhead after a nice morning hike up here right at the base or the entrance to Ogden Canyon from the valley, or as you pop out, if you're coming to Eden from Ogden, right here at the spillway. It's a great hike. It's a popular hike. There's multiple bikers and hikers on it this morning.
If you don't know this hike, call us because you...
Call us.
You trust me, you know where we are.
You know where we are. Yeah. If you're in Ogden, you probably know where this is. So we have a weekly happy. No more avalanche reports, although I did see someone posts that if you are skinning up at Basin, be careful. There's wet slides going on when it heats up. So caution. No interview this week. We'll give you some on the docket. We haven't been around for a while. We've been missing. You and I actually went to the beach with the family and friends. We saw Mickey the Mouse and Orca the Whale or whatever. I don't know.
Fishes. We swam with fishes.
Yeah. In the news. Give you some in the news. Worth watching. Which features something from Cedar Wright. Worth reading, Gear 30 segment. I'm going to tell you what jacket pretty much everyone in the shop at Gear 30 has purchased and why and what it is. It's all the rage. Trip report on Wheeler Canyon, skill session, quote of the week, outdoor jukebox, and more on Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, episode 271, Trails, Tragedy in Toilets.
He summits with the agility of a mountain goat, flashes routes faster than UPS, is more intimate in the mountains than Jake Gyllenhaal. He's Todd to the Top.
Before we go too far, I got a little audio gift for you all today.
So. Oh, really?
Hold on, I gotta find it real quick. Let's see.
Oh snap.
Wow. We gotta make sure to keep this to like 60 seconds so Lucas doesn't come after us. So. Because who knows when you'll hear this, but today's a very special day.
It is. May.
May the 4th May the be 4th. With you all. Yeah. Alright, I'll shut up for a few seconds.
Oh, May the 4th. Do you have Star Wars news or anything on the horizon?
Well, I mean, you got the new Star Wars is coming up at Christmas. So essentially that's going to be a Christmas present to us all until our kids have their kids.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was pretty impressed with Legoland's version of Star Wars.
Oh, it's great for the kids. Plus it's just works of art. But this time... I can't remember the opening date, but the Star Wars Land at Disneyland will be opening up pretty soon. It did affect a little bit of the park for us. Kind of that back corner.
Yeah.
The Mark Twain-y corner is all shut down. The
they're putting it over there? They're not putting it in the current Star Wars area?
Because where the Star Tours, which was a lot of fun. That's been updated since I've been before. So there are some Star Wars things in Tomorrowland right now, but it'll be in the corner. It'll be its whole other thing. It'll have like a full scale Millennium Falcon and a full scale at the Walkers, you know, and so it's a massive project. But that doesn't open for another year or so.
What's the name of that section?
I think they're just going to call it Star Wars Land.
Star Wars Land.
Yeah, but super significant. Now, that being said, if you are a fan of the genres, the that new Guardians of the Galaxy ride opens at the end of this month. So probably in about three
weeks. Oh, we missed it by like a month.
Yeah, so the old... What was the old one? It was Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
So at this point, hopefully you've managed to get over that. That affected a lot of people because that is a fun, popular ride, but it has now become something else. And so from the exterior, we got to see what it's going to be like. Like, it's a massive transformation. It's purples and blues, and it's actually quite amazing. But that opens up in about 3 weeks.
No, our trip was great. We stayed in Oceanside, and we hit the zoo and
all the touristy things.
Yeah, all the touristy things. But
and the beach.
What's the one I can't? SeaWorld, which they have they got to do something a little different with the orcas. They don't swim with the orcas anymore.
Hey, I got to look into that because I follow all that, and I'm on the side where it's probably time to move forward as far as that goes. But I thought that they eliminated that entirely. I thought they eliminated the shows entirely. But the orc show's still there.
So my question would be, what are you going to do?
I thought they made
You got
changes.
The whales.
Okay, so they're not getting any new ones. They're not birthing any new ones. And they're obviously
so what do you do with the ones you have?
So they remain until they die.
And they probably need, like, you don't want to overwork the whales, but they probably get bored if they just... So in other words, I wonder if those shows are beneficial to the whales.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll be honest, I was surprised because I thought that was the arrangement, is that they weren't allowed to do the show. Yeah. Not weren't allowed, but they decided not to do the show. And they're still doing them. They're obviously just changed. Obviously, there's no performers in the water.
Right.
That has changed. But other than that, I'm not sure. I don't know. They didn't.
But the park was great. They did.
Yeah, it was fun.
They had this beer food pairing thing going on while we were there, which.
That was very smart.
Very smart.
The parks should do that. Hint, hint.
What's
the one out here?
Lagoon.
Lagoon. He's a big beer fest.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that'd be fun.
Can you imagine? Well,
that'd
the zoo.
Great spot for
the
that.
Zoo does it. You can go and drink and walk through the zoo.
Yes, they have that occasion, but they need like a big beer fest.
That
one's a little different. It's like a little classy. You know, it's a little classy. I think.
Pinkies up.
Big brew fest.
Pinkies up.
Well, anyway, may the 4th be with you all.
May the 4th be, and we'll start
the
this off
Star Wars Day
on a classy note, because this is the. The Weekly Happy, 12 destination toilets just for you.
We need your focus for this.
Never.
Those of you that are listening on the toilet right now.
Never miss this. And the loud noises you hear is because we are right next to the canyon here. But never miss a story from Dose. This is from Dose, Dose.com.
That is like the most 360 degree beautiful view.
Look at that. Look at that pooper. Isn't that a nice one? So they collab or have a list here of the greatest poopers, beginning with Palencia, Belize. It's an island, and the only thing on it is a pooper and palm trees.
Oh my gosh, this is hilarious.
Toilet Island, as it's become known, is barely big enough for you to get away from the smell of the mammoth douche you'll be dropping. But don't worry, the warm sea breeze will carry the stench back to those plebes who are still doing their business on the mainland. That is a nice pooper. Where is that again? Belize.
So there's no confusion. We are classy AF.
Yeah. Now, number two, Finland. Inontikio, Finland. Well, that just looks like an outhouse in the middle of nowhere, but it's really nice. So that one's pretty. Of course, Iceland. Krafla, Iceland. I don't know what's going on here. It looks like you can take a shower and at the same time.
You can take a Krapka at Krafla.
A Krapka in Krafla, Iceland. No one knows who installed this toilet/shower setup near the Krafla geothermal power station, or what kind of desperate circumstances might have preceded its construction. What we do know is whoever built it definitely didn't suffer from stage fright. It's guaranteed to be one of the
That's
coldest and most public pisses of your life.
What if it's metal? You were gonna get some triple dog dare. Yeah,
you gotta be careful on that. Yeah. Sagarmatha National Park in Nepal. It's a little shack in the mountains of Nepal.
Again, looks very cold.
Looks super cold. Yeah. Barafu Camp.
Oh, that's on the edge.
In Tanzania. That's sketchy, dude. That is on the edge of a drop-off. Scaling Mount Kilimanjaro is certainly not for the faint of heart, but apparently you need nerves of steel just to answer nature's call during your ascent. This cliffside crapper redefines what it means to drop a deuce. It really is cliffside. That's crazy.
Where does it empty into?
I don't know. Does it fall? Just goes through the air. How long
just
does
it take? Don't be hiking underneath that thing, yeah.
This is smart. Now, this is smart, and I think there should be more of these. Ladakh, India. Above the urinals, there is just an open window to the wilderness, and you can see.
I like that idea.
That's
kind of the equivalent. I like that even better than like the advertisements you see sometimes at the bars, you know?
Yeah. This is great. This is smart.
The upcoming list.
Yeah.
That is great.
They even have partitions in between the urinals, but then a giant ass window that, so you can see the beautiful. Well, these are kind of look like desert mountains, but yeah.
That is actually really. That would be nice out on Antelope.
That would be awesome at Antelope. Johns Knutten, Kongsberg, Norway.
A lot of consonants.
Man, if writing this article taught me anything, it's that the Northern Europeans know how to shit in style. From the mysterious open-aired loo in Iceland to the remote outhouse in Finland to this Norwegian lavatory, if you don't mind crap that's on the colder side, Northern Europe looks like the place to be. Because, yeah, it's freezing, but it's a really cool place. And then I don't know why they put this one on here in Greece, because, like, this could happen at any hotel where you just go to the bathroom and then look out the window and there's a swimming pool. But that's it. There's one in South Korea. Not that exciting either. Anyway, this was up at thedose.com. Love to travel to poop. You can just Google that, I guess. Like, if you're looking for places to go.
It's on you what you pull up, because I'm... You typically don't want to put poop on the internet like Google search. You're going to get some random stuff.
And that is your weekly happy. All right, time for a beer drink. We're drinking Uinta today. I've got the Trader.
Let's get a clink. There we go. Clinks. Cheers.
A little time out for a beer drink. All right, so on the docket. This weekend is super busy. First ever annual Ogden Trail Running Film Festival at Amherst Sports. That's on Friday. Followed by it moves into the second day, Ogden Trail Running Festival and Expo at Mount Ogden Park from 3 to 9, which is really cool. It's fun because they're doing it in the afternoon to evening. So it's the Gib Wallace Run. It's the Trail Manners podcast who is putting this on. They're producing the event. And again, it's Friday night at Amherst Sports and then at Mount Ogden Park on Saturday from 3 to 9 p.m., and there's plenty of, like, Solomon and Gear 30 are big booths. And then also they're doing a run with, like, Anna Frost will be at Mount Ogden. And she's met her at the Outdoor Retailer Show. She's super nice, a fun, bubbly type personality. And she has an accent because I think, was she from New Zealand or somewhere? So she'd be a great runner, inspirational runner to meet. If you can't make it out on Saturday, then the next day on Sunday, at Park City Run Co. group, they're going to do a group run with Anna Frost. So if you miss her at Mount Ogden Park on Saturday, you can catch up with her. Just search on Facebook, Park City Run Co. There's a group run with Anna Frost this Sunday. Then on the 11th, that's next Thursday already, it's the Ogden Trails Network Shindig, the big party at the front to raise money for our trails here locally from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., pretty much if you're into the outdoors, you should be there. They have beer, they have vendors, they have climbing. It's a big party at the front. It supports Ogden Trails Network. That's May 11th, next Thursday from 5:30 to 8:30. Everybody go and give a little dough to Ogden Trails Network. May 13th, that's next Saturday, Fly with the Flock 5K and Pancake Breakfast. Yours truly will be providing Spinning the Tunes, I think is basically I just throw up Spotify and sip it off you there with a little...
But it's your Spotify
it's
list.
It's my list, and my list only at the Ogden Nature Center.
You got the power.
Yeah. Supporting the 5K, the trail. It's on a trail. It's on the trails out there at the Nature Center. So maybe you haven't run for a while and you want to get back into shape. This is a great little warm-up 5K for you, and they provide a pancake breakfast afterwards. Same day, just a little bit later in the afternoon, that morning, is the Cystic Fibrosis Great Strides 5K at the Eccles Dinosaur Park at 10 a.m. And that's our good friend and podcast partner, John Wojciechowski-Kowski. He is the outreach coordinator now for the Ogden or Utah Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. And he will be there at the Great Strides 5K at Eccles Dinosaur Park, 10 a.m. on May 13th. So keep that in mind. If you're out of town or that is something you're not interested in those two things because you are a stand-up paddleboard fanatic and you want to test how bad A you are on your paddleboard, go to Moab on May 13th. It's the Back of Beyond Downriver Sup Race on the Colorado River. I believe it's 7 miles. It's a 7 mile stretch on the Colorado Downriver race, sup race, and it would be a freaking blast. So May 13th, if you haven't already signed up, now you know. May 14th is for everyone who has a mother, which are most of us, Snow Basin Mother's Day brunch at Earl's Lodge. Treat your mama right. Take her to Snow Basin for brunch at Earl's Lodge on the 14th. And then the Ogden Marathon right after that on the 20th. So, man, it's boom, boom, boom. Lots of stuff happening. The Ogden Film Festival kicks off June on June 2nd. And then this is a new event that I think they've been doing this for a while because there's three events tied into this open water thing. But this one caught my attention. It's the Great Salt Lake Open Water Marathon Swim. You can do like a 10K or a 1 mile swim on the Great Salt Lake. And they tie it into Bear Lake Open Water Swim and another reservoir that is slipping my mind right now. And it's like this series. And the one on the Great Salt Lake is June 3rd. So if you're an open water swimmer and you like brine shrimp,
in every orifice.
And you love salt.
A salty crack. Yeah, exactly.
You like a salty crack.
Plus, I haven't been out there for a while. You're probably going to have to go out about half a mile just to be deep enough to swim to.
Yeah, true. Where do they start? I don't know. Where every kick, you're going to kick sand up or whatever.
It's usually very shallow, yeah. But you know, you can check that off your list. That was one of the first things that I had to do when I moved to Utah. I felt I needed to, was to go swimming in the Salt Lake, and I did. And never had to do it again.
Did you?
Other than paddling. We've done that, and you get covered in that salt, and you taste it and feel it.
Did you, like, swim a ways?
I wanted to get out enough so that it, because the rumor is you're the buoyancy, right?
How true is that?
It's true.
Really?
It's true, but it's, like, it's balanced with who gives a fuck, because you'll never clear that salt out.
Oh.
Like, you'll never clear that out enough. I mean, you got to shower for 2 days. And I think we did it right before we went.
Oh.
We were going to camp, I think, out there, and then we were going to another place, and you can't get comfortable because, I mean, you got that salt deep. Like, so did you do it? Yeah. Maybe it was probably easier back when the salt air was built because you could go to a nice clean shower.
I was just thinking, they should have, like, do they have, like, you know, the surf, the beaches have, like, those showers on the beach. Do they have any showers like that?
They didn't then. At least where we went out, they didn't, because I towel dried off, and then we just got crusty fast, and it wasn't the best great first experience. And I don't imagine it's changed much. I mean, salt is salt, yeah.
Okay, well, we sold that one well.
But you know what? If you're down for experiences, which our listeners are,
June 3rd.
Give it a shot. Yeah.
Ogden Rattlesnake Avoidance Training for Dogs.
Okay.
For dogs. The Ogden Animal Hospital. Do you think it was for humans? Yeah.
Oh, like, that's probably a short course. It's like, avoid that. All right, you're good.
This is what a snake looks like, and you're done.
I would like to see what this course is. It's just like all right, at the beginning of the course, your dog didn't get bit, so it knows not to do it again, and you're done. Yeah.
This is a
real issue. You get
it. It is a real Ogden Animal Hospital. And crazy enough, a friend of mine's dog chased a coyote in North Ogden the other day, and then the coyote chased the dog back, and then they reversed to where they were almost playing with each other. So, yeah, you know what? The dogs stay on a leash in certain areas for reasons. Rattlesnakes, coyotes, mountain lions, they are actually in these mountains, and it's rare that you see them, but if you have a small dog, you got to be careful. So this rattlesnake avoidance training for dogs is June 4th at the Ogden Animal Hospital. If you've got dogs that go out running with you a lot.
There's a lot. There's a lot of dogs to do that.
June 8th through the 10th, the GoPro Mountain Games. Not around here. Just letting you know. And then opening day for Snow Basin in the summer is June 10th. Because the next day, the Blues, Brews, and Barbecue kicks off on June 11th. And then Moments is this weekend. We forgot to mention that. So on the arts side of things,
So get your ass outside and onto 25th Street from about, I think there's events starting almost at 4 o'clock till about 9:30. And so you can find some time during that time. I think the weather's going to be better than it's been in a long time. A lot of people have spent a lot of time and effort putting this thing together, and the least you could do,
just come walk 25th Street. It doesn't cost a damn thing. Come down to downtown Ogden, walk 25th Street. The van will be parked outside the Ogden Amphitheater on the plaza. We'll have some live music playing out of the van. Three bands lined up, three local bands lined up playing out of Tan Van. And then there's art going on, live performances, light performances.
This is a one night only situation.
This is it.
Obviously, they do the first Friday every month, but this particular event, this Moments Festival, is a one night only, and that's the whole point on it, is that, you know, you experience these moments and then they're gone.
Wait, though. So van sessions, now you can listen to the podcast, so if you can't make it, but really watching it live is awesome. Every time somebody comes down and watches a live van sessions, they comment on how awesome and fun and great idea, and they love it. And when's the next one? I want to come see the next one. But we'd never draw a big crowd. Like ever.
No, and different is good, people. A lot of these bands, now the bands that we have tomorrow night, this is a really good lineup. But a lot of the musicians that come through, you can catch them at some of the local bars and haunts and establishments and things. But it's a little bit traditional setup, you know? Mm-hmm. Van sessions is totally different.
Yeah, it's like intimate. It really is. We touch each other.
We touch the musicians.
We touch the musicians.
But hearts, in the heart turn, strings. Yes. The words from the musicians will touch your heart.
Hey.
Which is probably less creepy than what you're saying.
Okay.
But it's a really good opportunity. So hopefully this goes up before tomorrow. If not, we'll check out the next one. Yeah.
In the news, and I don't have a ton of news, so this will be brief. But this, I thought this was interesting. UDOT's planning a $5 million overpass for wildlife at Parley's Summit. Yeah.
This is a great idea.
The rendering looks really cool. So
at some point or another, you've probably driven under one before. This isn't unique to us. These things have been done before. But I love the commitment. And if nothing else, the conversation that it starts, you know, it puts wildlife back where it belongs, which is not being
above the freeway. How do they know? My question is, like,
it might take a little time.
How does the word, do they have a blog that the deer go to?
The word does get out. I think the animals are smarter than you're making them out to be right now.
I don't know.
I think that they'll find it. But if nothing else, visually, as you're driving through that area,
yeah,
it's kind of like the woods just continues across the top of the road. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So that'll be happening sometime in the near future. This is a little bit older news, posted in the middle of April, but it's great news. There were no avalanche deaths in Utah this winter season for the first time in 26 years. So
holy smokes.
Thank you to groups like the Utah Avalanche Center, and then they have local pods kind of throughout that help migrate information to them and get it out to the people. But says we're super stoked, said Craig Gordon, avalanche forecaster for the U.S. Forest Service and Utah Avalanche Center. Gordon said this season's frequent storms actually helped keep the snowpack stable. The thing we were missing this year was the sugary snow near the ground, he explained, which is great. That's, you want to miss that. So that's fantastic news. No avalanche deaths. And we had a great, great backcountry ski year.
And thank you all for making smart decisions. I think that a lot of decisions that, you know, play into it. So,
a terrible story that happened right before we left town, and I was reading about it. It was horrible. The wife of Merrill founder was swept down a creek in Grand Canyon with the stepson. And so that's bad. That's horrible. And, it, you know, obviously an outdoor-minded person and company, you know, the...
Oh, no, they lived that area. They knew it really well.
Yeah, and they were able to find, I believe...
The grandson.
They haven't found her body yet, though. So that's... And he was 14 years old, and they just slipped and went into the drink, I guess, and that was it, into that. So a reminder to... It doesn't matter your experience level, Uli Steck, keep in mind, because moment for Uli...
If we were to go back, and probably every time we've mentioned his name on this show over the years or stories about him, it would make up a show at least. Like, that really was a punch to the gut, that news.
Yeah.
It's one of those ones you just kind of see as indestructible. And the things, like, each year that he was trying to do, the dude was prepared. beyond belief. Like, he wasn't a risk taker, this guy.
No, super, no, it's a huge loss, and I have a worth reading involving him coming up here in just a minute. This happened back in March, and I saved it. I saved this link. It was posted at the Standard Examiner, and I don't know how many of you saw this, but this is definitely worth bringing back up again. An Idaho woman says she crashed because she saw a Sasquatch. In Moscow, Idaho, a northern Idaho woman told police she crashed into a deer because she was distracted by a Sasquatch in her rearview mirror. The news reports that the 50-year-old Tenshead woman was driving south on U.S. Highway 95, and when she struck a deer near a potlatch, the woman told Benoit County Sheriff's officials that she saw a Sasquatch chasing a deer on the side of the road while driving. She said, not the Sasquatch wasn't driving, but she was driving. She says she checked one of her mirrors to get a second look at the beast, and when she looked up, the deer ran in front of her. Sheriff's officials marked the incident as a vehicle versus deer collision, but did not report any evidence of the Bigfoot. I'm just going to go with it. Yeah, I think, pretty sure she saw Bigfoot up there, because if that's going to distract you from driving, if anything is going to distract you, Bigfoot will distract you from driving. Screw cell phones. Screw a good burger that you're eating. You see Bigfoot in your rear view, distracted driving.
But see, this is another thing too. If we really want to protect our drivers, like all of them, there need to be some Bigfoot legislature out there, because obviously we're willing to take monumental steps like lowering the blood alcohol content, which will affect a couple people, you know. Bigfoot legislation. We should get the DABC on board.
I think so too. I don't know there's been any killed in Utah. Probably none. But let's prevent it.
But it studies could be a problem. Studies. It's all studies. It doesn't have to be necessarily Utah studies, just studies in general. Mm-hmm. This story is proof enough alone right here.
I see, yeah.
This is an issue. And this isn't the first car accident related Bigfoot story that we've covered.
No, it is. Actually.
Oh, is it? Shit. Right. Never mind, as you were.
So Cedar Wright was fun. Back at the Climbing Fest, he was a blast.
Ridiculously nice man.
And if you missed it, he did show a little intro to Sufferfest. But this one, his Fledglings Uncut, is definitely worth watching as well. Let's see if I can get any of this to play.
It was amazing. Since I got into paragliding for the last, 10 months, I've been mostly paragliding. My buddy Matt Siegel was also stoked to learn.
Beginning paragliding has been a wild experience for me.
You know, we're beginners, making all those beginner mistakes.
We came down to Mexico with the hopes of flying off of Pico de Orizaba.
Climb up there to over 18,000 feet, pull out our paragliders, and then fly off the mountain. Should be simple.
We're driving up to the mountain.
It's a pretty aggressive adventure to take on. A lot of things can go wrong.
Cedar has a crampon malfunction.
I've got prototype crampons.
Prototype crampons.
When we got to the summit, it was too windy to fly.
But it's so easy to talk yourself out of something before you even try. In life, you just have to go and see. We are still beginning paragliders, so it seemed like it was going to work. But you know, you have to test your theory, and you're kind of testing it with your life a little bit.
That is the promo for the Fledglings, produced by those who produced the same film as the Sufferfest.
Sufferfest, that's it. Yeah,
Sufferfest. Short-term memory here. God. The Fledglings. So you can get it on, I think you can rent, yeah, you can rent it on Vimeo, or you can for $7, or you can buy it for $10. And it was an official selection of Mountain Film 2016 and at Banff. So, yep. If you haven't seen it.
This guy deserves your time. He, and anything he does, he's such a remarkably cool guy.
For sure.
He's so funny and so just down to earth. He does some cool stuff.
Fun to have him in the van.
Very cool.
That's your worth watching. Worth reading is Will Gadd's Uli Steck Facebook eulogy, basically.
That was damn good.
Yeah. So this was, we'll link it. It says, ah, shit, Uli. I'm really sorry you didn't make it. The last time I saw you, we walked and climbed here in Canmore, and then you raced up the mountains I'm looking out at now with the demons of your last trip to Everest screaming at your heels. I could see the strain in your eyes and the sharpness of your movement, and it was clear you felt a terrible load. It was a measure of your character that you cared so deeply, always. And then he continues into like about five or six more paragraphs, seven more paragraphs, something like that. It's had over 5,000 likes and 800 shares, something like that. It's definitely worth reading. Will Gad's eulogy to Yuli Steck.
And it really has been remarkable, the sheer number of climbers and alpinists and adventurers that have commented on the loss. I mean, even the ones that are, you know, typically stay quiet, sort of social media quiet, like, wow, like, kind of out of the woodwork. I mean, even just one after another, they're still coming in. You know, and it happened, you know, some time ago, and oh my gosh, so sad.
Was it Sunday morning, I think we got the news? Yeah. Gear 30 segment, sponsored by Gear 30 shop here in town, Premier Mountain Equipment. The jacket, I promise to tell you, the jacket that we have all ordered, and I'll give you a hint on it. I'll give you some sizing hints on it. The Rab Kinetic Plus jacket. It is all the rage. Again, it is the Rab Kinetic Plus. I don't even think we have any in the shop yet. We're ordering it from Rab. Like, that's how much we wanted it. It is a soft shell. It's,
well, let's be honest. Some of us in particular love Rab more than the average bear.
I do. Yep, guilty.
So that being said.
Super stretchy. It is a soft shell, but it is waterproof. That's the, like, super high level of breathability.
That's awesome.
And waterproofing. It's the ideal outer layering piece for a range of mountain activities. Now, I'm pushing 200, but I'm only 5'9", and I have a slight, my shoulders are trim, so mediums fit me well on the shoulders. I got to zip them up over my little belly fat. So I rarely buy larges because larges fit way too heavy on my shoulders and then they're a little too big. So I buy mediums, and I've had medium jackets from Rab and they fit great. I bought this medium and holy crap, it's like zipping on spandex. We have kids in the shop who are about my height, 5'8", 5'9", 155 to 160, who also bought mediums, and they're sending them back and getting larges. Like, that tells you how alpine cut this is. So I'm going to go with the large. Greg at the shop, who is like 6'1", I think, and he's about 200, has an extra large. So if you're looking to purchase the Kinetic jacket, size up. It's just the way the cut is crazy. But anyway, it's a new breakthrough jacket that could be your go-to shell for, I mean, we were talking about using it for anything from ski touring, backcountry, like you can use snowshoeing, to alpine climbing, ice climbing. It's your backpacking shell. It can be a little bit of everything. So I was super stoked. And then when I got it, I was pretty bummed because the medium is like, fit me like spandex and nobody wants to see that. We don't need to subject anyone to that. So also a Gear 30 segment, the Jewel. This thing is amazing. It's J-U with the umlauts L. It's a heated smart mug for coffee and tea by Salt Lake's Power Practical. Now, they did a Kickstarter, and they were trying to raise $50,000. They got their $50,000. They got $175,000 with over 2,300 backers. It's smart because you plug this base into, it's a USB export. So now that so many cars have like a USB, and your laptop has a USB, and your desktop maybe has a USB. And so you set your temperature on it, and it keeps your coffee or tea at the temperature you set by using the power plugged in through this USB port. It's simple yet brilliant, and you can use it in your car, like on the go. If you got a USB port in your car, you can use it at your desk, and it stays at that whatever that perfect heat temperature that you like versus too hot or too cold or whatever. Yeah, it's the Jewel heated mug. They have heated mugs. It's this coaster that does it, so it's pretty cool. There's a few different options to buy. You can go to Kickstarter or go to Power Practical and enjoy coffee or tea at your ideal temperature from the first to the last drop. And apparently it was a win on Kickstarter. They did all right. Did all right with that one. Anything you want to say about our trip through Wheeler Canyon besides it's a gorgeous local hike?
Kind of one of the first big, you know, long hikes that we've done so far this season, and I look forward to more. The weather, oh my lands, the weather's good today. Yeah. It was, we were a bit spoiled. Plus, yeah, that's one of my favorite hikes in the whole valley. Like, I love it there. Year-round hike. One of my favorite winter hikes. One of my favorite spring hikes.
Yeah, no, it's great any time of year.
It's a good summer hike. It gets a little warm at the top. You get a little sweat on, which is good, you know?
Yeah, well, so I checked the temperature, and it said 32 in Eden. So we both had insulated pieces on to start. Like, and it wasn't, I don't think it was 32. It was probably 42, maybe.
Yeah, that's more fuzzy.
But my hands were cold. They were in my pockets, and if I had gloves, I'd put them on to the start. But we made it up.
You mean you had them in your hand warmers?
I had
them.
Yeah.
I like how that has switched. Have you noticed that as well? You work with clothing all day.
Yeah.
No, those aren't pockets anymore.
Yeah.
Those are hand warmers.
I just learned that you don't ever call a concert a concert. It's a show.
You go to the show?
You go to the show.
Concert.
Do you know this? I didn't hear this. This is new
to
me.
This is a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. Like, you're not supposed to, like, you know, never wear the shirt of the band that you're going to see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you're in freaking Disneyland, pimp that
then it's Mickey all day, yeah, or whatever. But yeah, and then also never tell your bros or whatever that you went to such and such concert. You say, oh, did you see the show, bro? Did you go to the show? It's a
that.
Show. Yeah, I just found, I was researching this.
Yeah, well, I still like to go to the concerts. The show's the picture show. You go to the picture show, that's the movies.
The movies. A picture show. Shit, that's really old. Yeah. We got to bring that one back, dude.
What do you mean bring it back? I still call it the picture
when's
show.
When's the new Star Wars picture show coming
out?
You
go to the picture show. That's what you do. You go to the... What if I put a hashtag in front of it?
Yes, then it's
Does
a thing.
Does that make it cool?
Yeah, yeah. Hashtag picture show. But hey, we had an awesome time at the ocean, and we were talking about it today. We would love to sort of involve more ocean life into our podcast. So if that's something you would like to hear, let us know. Send us a message on Instagram or Twitter at Banyan Collective or at Ogden Adventure. Hey, tell me what's going on the beach. Like, that'd be rad, because it really was fun out there. And I feel like beach life and these mountain towns, that vagabond Banyan lifestyle is similar. And there's definitely a lot that we can learn from both, from the events to the, you know, the lifestyle. Now the weather's different. Holy crap, the weather was perfect down there. And here it changes all the time. And I kind of like a little bit of both, you know, so it's kind of fun.
It's a good mix of both, but yep, it is a very similar lifestyle, yeah.
And speaking of surfing, it is stand-up paddleboard season. I only saw one stand-up paddleboarder out there mixed in with all the surfers, but it was interesting to see how many waves he caught compared to the surfers, because he never fell. Like, he stayed on his board, used his paddle, and just paddled back out and caught more waves. But there's been some deaths in the paddling community so far this year. So I wanted to bring up the SUP safety reminder. Basically, in Utah, the biggest cause any incident at all is being separated from your board and or not having a PFD, personal flotation device. Either you're wearing it or it's on your craft. So make sure that you have your leash on and that your PFD is on your board. And if you're at, like, Causey, you have to be wearing it. You know, so either wear your PFD or it's on your board, and then can use your leash to attach it to you. Now, if you're on the river, it's different. Some people don't want leashes on the river. Some people have them on there. So that's a different deal, because it's, you know, a leash could get caught on a rock and you could drown that way. So that's a little different. But if you're up at one of the reservoirs, open water, make sure you have your leash on.
Let's be honest, that's probably a majority.
Majority, right? Yeah. There's very few. And when you're on the river, you pretty much know what you're doing. So anyway, that's just a SUP safety reminder, our little skills session of the week. Quote of the week: our doubts are traitors and make us lose the good we often might win by fearing to attempt. That is William Shakespeare. Thank you to Goal Zero, the Yeti 400, for powering today's 271st episode of the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. Look for us on Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, and SoundCloud. And we'll let you go this week with a little, I love the name of this band. It's Skrizzly Adams. Oh, by the way, follow our podcast on iTunes. Did I tell that? Did I mention that already?
For those of you that haven't turned this off quite yet.
why would you say that?
We got something to give away. We have a gift card for Slackwater. I think it's $25, so that's enough for a couple beers or pizza or something like that. And so,
nice. What do you
we'll
gotta
keep
do?
It kind of easy. We'll just choose from, you know, mention the contest, mention the show, send us a message on Facebook, Instagram. We're going to keep this one pretty loose. And so I'm just going to kind of choose somebody. So
what do you got? So hit us up either on Facebook at the Banning Collective or Ogden Outdoor Adventure, Instagram at Ogden Adventure or the Banning Collective.
And then mention Twitter. Slackwater gift card or something. You know?
You want a Slackwater gift card, 25 bucks. Super simple.
If you want it, let me know you want it.
Okay. And Todd's going to pick the winner.
Yep.
Let's send you out with some Lies by Skrizzly Adams. As John Muir would say, the mountains are calling and we must go.
Why don't you stand right by your alibi like I stood by mine? It's just like you go and leave the ground. The gates of heaven are now closing down. And I don't know how long we've been talking, but I'm getting tired of walking in circles, so I'll break it down. I'll break it down. I'll break it down. Leave your sins by the river. Even if you drown, you know they'll last forever. And I think it's sick, but it'd be better if you quit your life from now until forever. And I why don't you do just like we talked about, like I said you would? This maverick house is gonna hit the ground, and the fire's gonna burn while you can put it out. And I don't know how long we've been talking, but I'm getting tired of walking in circles, so I'll break it down. I'll break it down.